Blog Talk Radio.
D.C. Today, we got a good show today. I want to welcome everybody who's joining in today. Also, we want to give all praises to the Most High God who woke us up today, for blessing us with a beautiful Friday night. So let's get this thing going. Tonight's show is going to be, what does the King James 1611 Holy Bible say about suicide and evil spirits? Okay, so this is the top of the show again. Again, this is your boy Black Israel coming out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. I want to thank my Facebook friends who are listening in, my Wednesday class who are listening in, my class online who are listening in, people from South Central America, the 12 tribes of Israel. Welcome to the Black Israel Talk Radio Show. So let's get this thing going. Now, of course, in the black community, this stuff is a lot of stuff that we don't talk about. Okay? It's a lot of stuff that we don't talk about. One of the stuff that we don't talk about in the black community is suicide. Okay? There's one thing we don't talk about in the black community is suicide. Some things need to be talked about. You know, because we got brothers and sisters, even young kids, actually killing themselves every day in the so-called America. Okay? So, I got a lot of emails on this particular topic. That's why I'm doing it. A lot of times I do talk to because I get a lot of emails on it, okay? So now, we're going to go ahead and get it started. The first scripture we're going to go to is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, okay? The one thing about teaching this particular lesson, a lot of your pastors in the church is not going to teach this stuff to you, okay? A lot of pastors are not going to teach this stuff to you, you know what I'm saying? So it's very important to understand what the Bible says. The Bible got the answer to everything we're talking about everyday life. The Bible had an answer to it. Okay? Again, 1 Corinthians, we're going to chapter 3. We're going to read verse 16 and 17. Ye, it said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that Spirit of God dwells in you. So we understand the Spirit, the ones who understand what's in the truth, we understand that the Spirit of the Most High it dwells in us. Okay, that Spirit would let us do the right thing, you know, as far as eating the right thing, doing the right thing, helping your brothers and sisters out there, helping the old man, the old lady out there who near That spirit would have get us to obey the laws and the commandments of the Most High by doing the right thing. Okay? We're going to go to verse 17. Okay? It says, if any man defiles the temple of God, him should God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which the temple ye are. Okay, so again, bodies and our spirit belongs to the Most High God. It don't belong to us. It belongs to the Most High God. He's the one who created us. He's the one to get put that spirit in us to do the right thing, obey his laws and commandments. You understand? Not Satan, but the Most High. Okay? The Most High God did that. And we need to understand, so what it means, that you can't go out there murdering and killing people. You can't go out there and define your body by eating pork, shrimps, and crabs, smoking cigarettes, smoking weed, okay, or shooting needles in your body, you know, cutting your wrists, hanging yourself from a rope, putting yourself in a situation listening to men, fake pastors, and fake pastor women who don't supposed to be a pastor, putting stuff in your head is not in contrast with the Bible talking about. You know, whatever the Bible said one thing, they try to twist it and go the opposite way with it. That's divine in your temple because your body, your mind, your soul is part of your temple, of your body. So when somebody teach you something in a church, in a fake religion church, putting religion in your head, it's defining your spirit, meaning defining your body. Because you got to wake up, people. Don't get tricked in a religion church because it is defining your temple. And that's why a lot of our men and women is gone crazy out here. Okay? So I want to say shalom to my brothers and sisters who's online, in the online class. I have a lot of online class, so just bear with me for a minute. Okay, now we're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. Okay? This is what it said. Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou fool. Why shouldest thou die before thou time? Okay? It's telling you right here. You know what I'm saying? Be not overmuch wicked. Don't be wicked that you feel you need to take your life. Don't be a fool. Don't be foolish. You know what I'm saying? The question is, why should thou die before that time? Yeah, why should you die before your time? The Most High got a time clock on all of us. You know what I'm saying? We don't know when we're going to die. But don't try to move the clock faster than it's supposed to go by taking pills, cutting your wrist. You let some man or some woman on earth depress you to a point that now you want to take your life. You want to kill yourself. You know, you're blessed with kids or whatever. Your kids stressing you out to a point you want to take your life and kill yourself. Your marriage is not working, so you want to take your life. Your boyfriend not doing what he's supposed to do, or your girlfriend not doing what you want to do, then you want to take your life. Don't be a fool. Don't cut your time before time. Okay? Don't cut your time before time. Okay, now, let's go to, take it to, let's see now, where we want to go at. Let's go to Romans 10 and 13. Let's go there for a second. Go to Romans 10 and 13. Okay? Shalom, that Chicago coming in, North Carolina. Okay, shalom, brothers and sisters. Okay, now, let's see, we got here. We're going to Romans 10 and 13. This is what it says. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord should be saved. Okay? Now, if you call the name on the Lord, people, when you're going through stuff, going through tribulation, you're going through stuff in life, because this is not an easy easy walk when you give your life to the Most High God. It's work to be put in. It's kingdom work that needs to be put in. So it's not an easy work. So all types of things gonna come at you. And then when you try to get into the truth and you're on borderline, a lot of things are really gonna come at you. But if you call the name on the Lord, he should save you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about the God of Israel, the God of 12 tribes of Israel, the only God through his son, through the Messiah, which is Yahweh Shah in the Hebrew. Okay? You pray through him. Get to the Most High, and you should be saved. Saved from all this evil and wickedness, okay? Let's stay in Romans. Stay in Romans. We're going to go to Romans 14 and 7. We're going to go to Romans 14 and 7. Come on, people. Get that Bible out. I know a lot of y'all ain't been in y'all Bible in a long time. Let's do them bootlegged preachers. Get the Bibles out. Okay, now here we go. for none of us live for himself, and no man die to himself. Okay? What we live for, we live to praise the Most High God through Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's what we live for. That's what we die for. We die to do whatever we need to do for the Most High, not for yourself. Okay, we don't do it for yourself. We're doing it for the Most High. Put that kingdom work in. Whatever happened to you because you're doing the work of the Most High and being in good standings with the Most High God, you know what I'm saying? That's who you're living for. Not just for yourself. You're living for the Most High. You know what I'm saying? We're living for the Most High. Write that scripture. Check that out. Write that scripture down. Okay? Now, we're going to go to, where we at? We're going to go to James. Let's go to James, people, my people. Let's go to James. We're going to go to James chapter 4. We're going to go to James chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 7. Okay? Chapter 4, verse 7. That's where we're going at. Here we go. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Exactly. You know, crystal clear right here. Submit yourself to the Most High God through Jesus Christ. Submit yourself. You submit yourself to Christ, through the Most High, I'm telling you, man, them evil spirits, them devils of the world will definitely flee from you. They don't want to have nothing to do with you if you rolling with the Most High. If you're a soldier and rolling with the Most High, the devil don't want nothing to do with you. You got to stay strong in this fight. Okay? And again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. I'm live in Washington. The name of the show is What Does the King James 1611 Bible Say About Suicide and Evil Spirit? Okay? Okay? Now, let's go to, let's see where we're going to go at. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Okay? Be our time to get it. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Again, people, I can't stress myself much to tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's good to live. It's good to have life, man. You know, if you're in a Hebrew Israelite church or dealing with a Hebrew Israelite brother who know this truth, or a lot of y'all sisters who are in a group together, group of y'all sisters together, you know what I'm saying, to build on this truth, that'll help a lot of y'all sisters, you know what I'm saying, and brothers to stay sane in this truth. Because I'm telling you, being out in this world will drive you crazy. You know, especially you start getting all this demonic stuff that's going on out in the world today, all types of craziness, you know, and all, and it's this real demon spirit floating around on the planet Earth. A lot of people think it's a joke, it's a game. But when somebody, just like the white boy, Edomite boy, went into school and killed 17 kids, that's a demon. That's a devil. But this, they do this on this planet that we call Earth. And that's why it's a spiritually warfare going on in this world, and it's very important that we stay in this truth. Okay, y'all got it? 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Okay, if we confess our sins, he is faithful, okay, to forgive us, okay, for our sins and to clean us from all unrighteousness. You see that right there? So we confess to the Most High, you know, and, you know, he's a faithful God. That's what we're dealing with, a faithful mercy Messiah. And he will forgive us for our sins. He will. You know what I'm saying? We had wicked thoughts in our mind about taking our life, or wicked thoughts in our mind of something in our minds about something, to do something evil. If we confess to the Most High and ask him to remove that evil wickedness and that demon out of us, you know what I'm saying? He will clean us. He will clean that unrighteousness out of our spirit. Okay? Let's go to John. Okay, let's go to John 16 and 33. John 16 and 33, that's where we're going at now. John 16 and 33. Here we go. Fair things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. in the earth. Ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Okay? So again, this is Christ speaking. You know what I'm saying? He has spoken unto you that in me it might have peace. So in the world. So going through Christ again, going through the Most High Christ, you know what I'm saying? You can have peace in this world. Okay? But if you don't go through Christ, this world is wicked. Spiritually, mentally, and physically, it will destroy you. Okay? It definitely would destroy you. So that's why he said that I had overcome the world. That Christ had overcome the world. Okay? He was perfect. But he died for the sins of the 12 tribes of Israel. So we can be able to go through him to have forgiveness, forever forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? And be able to go through this world. And it's going, like I said, it's not an easy walk. But you could be a lot better off going through Jesus, through Christ. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with this wicked world. Okay? Now, we're going to go, let's go to 1 John. Again, we're going to go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. That's where we're going at. 1 John. Okay, here you go. It says, he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sins from the beginning. Okay? Okay, you see that right there? Crystal clear. He that committed sin is of the devil. So to commit sin, whether or not to yourself or to others, you're breaking the law. And then also, and at first, they're calling you a devil. So, and I'm going to finish it up. For this purpose, the Son of God will manifest that he might destroy the work of the devil. Okay, that's the reason why Christ was born on the earth. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why he was born on the earth. So we be able to confess and go to him. You know what I'm saying? So he can be able to destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil is doing something to yourself that harm your temple. You know what I'm saying? Also, killing somebody, stealing, robbing somebody. You know what I'm saying? Doing wicked, sleeping with your brother, wife, or sleeping with your sister, husband. You know what I'm saying? All that is wickedness. All that is evil. Okay? So let's keep that in mind, people. Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. You know what I'm saying? Out of Washington, D.C. Again, the show is about what does the King James 1611 Holy Bible say about suicide and evil spirits, people. And again, I want to thank all my brothers and sisters worldwide for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a big love to the Black Israel Talk Radio group and Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Just go to Facebook and join the Black Israel Talk Radio group. You also can join my Facebook page at Israel Black 37. You know what I'm saying? Come on through Facebook and join Black Israel on Facebook. Come on through. We'll let it head. Okay, we'll let it head. We're going to hit something right quick. Let's just go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Let's go ahead for a minute. Let's find out what happened when we do that. Okay? Let's find out what happened when we do that. Let's find out. Let's do that. Everybody got it? My class, y'all got it? Okay, here we go. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave. So again, people, our bodies belong, our temple is of the Lord. You know, we belong to the Most High. He created us in his image, especially the 12 tribes of Israel. We are God's chosen people. So we are special people to him. So it's very important that we don't damage our body with no type of toxin or not hurting us, cutting us, whatever. We should do nothing to damage our body and our minds. It's very important that we keep our minds and our body spiritually holy. You know, to do this walk, and nobody's perfect now, to try to do the best you can according to the scripture. Okay? And then when you had it, when you think you're going through a hard time, pray about it. You pray about it. So we understand that when we go back to the dust, when we die and go back to the dust, our spirit go back to the Most High God. That's why it's very important, people, that we do the right thing on this planet Earth. Okay? Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. You see what I'm saying? You see that key word in there? The things done in his body, accordingly. And so whatever you do in your body, whatever you do in this world, whatever works you do in this world, whether it's good or bad, you're going to be judged by Christ, man. When that judgment time, he will judge you on that. So if you take your life, you're not going to be forgiven for taking your life, because God gave you that gift. That's the most important gift that God can get to any Israelite. If you're a so-called Negro, Hispanic from South Central America, you know what I'm saying, from the islands, North American Indian, you are a special people to the Most High. You are part of the 12 tribes of Israel. You understand what I'm saying? So if you do something to yourself or to your body, you you doing good or bad on the earth, you will be judged by Christ. You will be judged by Christ. Like I said, whether it's good or bad. So it's like, brothers and sisters out here, let's try to do the right thing. Let's do the right thing. Okay, again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. Okay, coming at you live. Okay, now, let's hit up Romans. Let's hit Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. And look, I'm going to tell y'all, write these scriptures down, people. Write them down. I'm reading them to you, giving them to you. You write the scriptures down, you go back and study. You ain't got to believe nothing Black Israel said. I tell you all the time on my radio show, I need y'all to go back and read these scriptures and ask the Most High to get you understanding. Go back and read these scriptures. It's very important that y'all read these scriptures and get to understanding. So y'all be able to get to understand, able to break them down. Again, where we at? Romans 12 and 21. Okay? It said, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Okay? So it says, don't be overwhelmed with evil, man. Don't be overcome with it. But be overcome with evil with good. Meaning that you got to, if something's going on in your life or something's happening to you or something you're about to do, you know what I'm saying? Pray to the Most High. Think something good. Do something good. Do something positive. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you want to go out here and rob and breaking people out, get a damn job. Okay? Get a job. Don't let the pressure of wickedness force you to do something against the judgment or against the laws of the Most High. You know what I'm saying? It's like 637 laws in the Bible. You got a marriage law, dress code, the relationship laws on relationship. You got some relationship how you dress and all. You got so many laws in the book. So it's very important that we think good and do good. You understand what I'm saying? To overcome the evil of wickedness. Okay. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians. We're going to 11th chapter. We're going to go to verse 13 and verse 14. Okay? Here we go. Verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceiving workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. You see that right there? This is talking about these fake bootlegged pastors, these fake bootlegged religion churches, okay? these fake-ass people who tried to teach the word of God, leading the sheep of, misleading the sheep of the Lord. Okay? It bears they false, man, because really, what do you mean to say false? Because you got a lot of pastors in the religion church telling you you can eat crabs and shrimp as long as you pray over it. You eat pork as long as you pray. That's bull crap. That's breaking the law. That's bull crap. You know what I'm saying? They are false apostles, man. They are false teachers. Okay? They are false teachers. They're telling you to do evil when the Bible tells you not to do that. They're putting you in a situation to be put to death when Christ comes back. But a lot of you all, we Israelites, try to tell y'all, get out the churches. Run. Flee from the churches. We're begging you to get out these churches. These churches are misleading you to a dark place that you don't want to be in when Christ comes back. Okay? We're going to verse 14 in the same script. We're going to, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. You know, okay, you see that right there? Satan, and what it means to say Satan is changed to the form of light, because you know Satan gives out so-called wicked gifts. Meaning, I'm going to give you an example. You're a drug dealer. You're making all this money. You know, you think that's the way to be. That's the light. Because we're having Satan make you think, oh, man, this is good. You know what I'm saying? You can make all this money and this and that. But what Satan don't tell you in that light, that you're going to be killed or you're going to be in jail and prison for the rest of your life. That's what Satan don't tell you, that part. Or Satan get in your mind as a man and say, you know what, you should sleep with that woman's wife. Sleep with her, man. She got a nice shape. She this and that. She beautiful, this and that. Go ahead and get with that. She giving you that talk, man. Go ahead and get with that. See, that's that demon in your mind telling you that you're looking at, oh, yeah, and you jump in. Then you committed adultery. You even broke the law. You slept with a brother wife. And same for you sisters. You can't be out there laying with all types of men, you know what I'm saying, because you don't like the man or this ain't working. That's a demonic spirit in your mind, in your soul, telling you to go lay with all these different men. Okay? That's not cool either. That's another thing. Satan share fake light, make you think, oh, this is, I can do that and get away with it. No, that's a false pipe dream. You know what I'm saying? And you're falling in a hole. Okay? So that's why I said Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people worship Satan. A lot of people bow down to Satan. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people think Satan as a god. You know what I'm saying? Which he's not. Satan had to get permission from God to do anything. That's the point that I don't understand. Satan had to get permission. He can't do nothing on his own. He has to get permission. Okay? And the best thing is for you to go to Job chapter 1, verse 1. He had to get permission from the Most High God to do anything. Okay? All right? Let's see. We're going to go ahead. Ephesians. Chapter 6, verse 12. Gonna be the last one. For we wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the ruler of the darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay? That's what we wrestle. Okay? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against the wickedness of darkness, spiritually wickedness. I told you it's a spiritually warfare going on out here, people. It's not about the flesh and blood. It's about the spiritually warfare of darkness out here in this world. Okay? So we have to fight against that. And how we fight against that? By going through the Most High God, the God of Israel, the Christ, the Messiah of the 12 tribes who died for the 12 tribes of Israel. You know what I'm saying? We the greatest people on the planet Earth, the descendants of slaves. So we are the descendants of the Israelites that the Bible speaks of, that Moses gave the laws to. Wake up. You know, love life. Love life. You know what I'm saying? Love yourself, love life, love the Most High, and stay away from wickedness. Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening to my radio show this evening. I hope you got some understanding in it. I pray that you catch me next week. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm about to do. I'm about to drop the microphone. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening to the radio talk show, Black Israel Nation Radio. Shalom.
We load a cocking name machine. Living like a bulletproof. Bang, 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 bang. I said we load a cocking name machine. Oh, we load a cocking name machine. Die over oil, kill over land. Charge you for taxes and blame Uncle Sam. Read you for rights and charge you for nothing. Now who's really gangster? And tell me who's running. Murder your son. Ravish your daughters. Here overseas and across those waters. Tanks and missiles, bombs and grenades. Inject your land with guns and aid. You better pray to the Most High or whoever you pray. The politicians can't help you. They're just puppets and slaves. Trying to get paid, and you are too. What you gonna do when the gun is pointed at you? Should I pray for? You can't pay the preacher.